From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Another road trip for President Obama today, selling his jobs plan. Mr. Obama also told an audience today he wants him to pressure Congress to pass the measure. NPR's Moore Eliason has details.
In Raleigh, North Carolina, the president said even though his bill is based on ideas Republicans have supported in the past, like tax cuts, some Republicans don't want to pass it because they say it would give the president a political victory. He said he was fed up with that kind of game plan.
We've been grappling with a crisis for 3 years, and instead of getting folks to rise up above partisanship, in a spirit that says we're all in this together, we got folks who are purposely dividing.
But the president still has work to do. A new Bloomberg poll shows that 51% of Americans don't think the jobs bill would bring down the unemployment rate. 40% thought it would. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
GOP presidential hopeful Rick Perry was on the campaign trail today at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, the nation's largest evangelical university. Perry told students there they need to make their voices heard and that religious leaders also need to get involved in promoting what he termed Christian values.
America is going to be guided by some set of values. The question is going to be whose values?
Perry also called on students at the university to remember those soldiers who've died in Iraq and Afghanistan. Briefly touching on politics, the Texas governor told students don't leave it to a bunch of Washington politicians to tell you how to live your life. FBI officials are defending the fact the so-called underwear bomber was not read as Miranda rights on the grounds officials believe there might have been more attacks to come. Agent testifying today in the case of Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, who was arrested aboard a Detroit-bound jetliner on Christmas Day in 2009. Authorities charged the man with trying to detonate an explosive device hidden in his underwear. The latest economic data out today from the Commerce Department continues to paint a picture of a painfully slow recovery. NPR's Chris Arnold has more.
Most analysts had expected at least some growth in sales. Consumer spending is the biggest driver of the overall economy, so...
The retail sales number today was not encouraging.
Kurt Rankin is an economist with PNC Financial Services Group. He says, well, technically the economy is not in a recession. The high jobless rate will make it seem like one for many Americans for a long time. He says more government stimulus might help.
The only stimulus that I would have any hope in actually helping the economy right now is one that actually creates jobs within the next 6 months. Jobs need to be created if the pace of growth is going to be accelerated.
Rankin predicts that unemployment will still be at 8.5% at the end of next year. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Still, despite those weaker numbers, the Dow closed up 140 points today. You're listening to NPR. Lawyers representing two American hikers being held in Iran say they are moving ahead with bail arrangements through Swiss officials. That's because the U.S. has no formal relations with Iran, and any deal has to be mediated. According to the attorney handling the case, bail for the two men has been set at $500,000 apiece. In an interview with NBC, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the men are being released on humanitarian grounds. A private plane has been sent to Tehran. Last year, Tehran freed a third hiker, Sarah Shroud. In Damascus, the U.S. ambassador was joined by other Western envoys to show support for anti-government protesters by offering condolences for a 26-year-old activist. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Beirut, Syrian troops fired tear gas to break up the vigil after the ambassadors left.
A YouTube video shows eight solemn men in the front row of mourners at the family home of Gaith Matar, a young activist known for organizing nonviolent protests in the Damascus suburbs. U.S. Ambassador Robert Ford was joined by Western envoys, including from the U.K., France, Japan, and Germany. Matar was arrested last week, and videos of his badly bruised body appear to support activist claims that he died under torture. This high-profile diplomacy has prompted another invitation for ambassadors to attend a Syrian opposition meeting in Damascus this weekend. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
Auto rental giant Avis is announcing today it's dropping its bid for rival Dollar Thrifty, citing current market conditions. In a regulatory filing, the New Jersey-based company says while it has made progress toward obtaining approval from regulators for the deal, buying Dollar Thrifty is no longer in its best interest. That will allow Hertz to be the sole suitor for the company. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.